Right, so this final recording for the synopsis for this week relates to something called emotion. And in the current state of the world, it is understandable that emotional upheaval may be a part of your reality or part of the reality of those around you. Some people call it anxiety, some people call it fear, some people call it depression, some people call it desperation, insanity, schizophrenia. It's going to get bad for some people. And I'm sure it's already feeling really bad for many. This is an incredibly opportune time for all of us to take a look at whether there are any emotions bubbling up within us that we'd like to release. Why? Why would it be important to release emotions? Well, ask yourselves if at the state of spirit, if at that all-knowing, pure consciousness, infinite expanse of creation at its origin, if we experience emotion as spirit, do we have the need to have an emotional body at the point where we are spirit, formlessness, pure consciousness, all-knowingness? Is there any need for us there to express emotion, to travel along the various spectra of emotions, from happy to sad, fury to passion and love and ecstasy and bliss and depression and anxiety? All of these are polarized states of being in which we are pulled from one direction to another, inevitably, like a pendulum, swinging from one part of the spectrum to another, giving us the tremendous gift of being able to have experiences that are meant or designed to show us something, to help us realize something, whether it be a construct, a fundamental principle, a universal truth, or perhaps even a truth that exists far beyond a universal construct. And there we tend to capitalize truth at the all-knowing state of all. All of these are experiences. So I'll throw out another question. Does spirit experience? Does spirit need to be in a physical form in order to experience? And one perspective is that if we go through the process of life design, and if we create that process where we have a soul allocated to us, and we connect soul to spirit, and then we have a body that we choose, and we choose the planet that we're going to live on, and we design that life with intricacy, and then we connect that body to soul, to spirit, to source, so that we have that access to remembering who we are as spirit and why we have come here in the first place. If we do all of that, that indicates that spirit does not need to experience. But it is for the purpose of taking that journey of remembering that we are whole and complete and very unique expressions of source, that we go through this journey of experiencing in order to remember in the first place. But spirit doesn't need experience. It is through the expression of us as spirit in embodiment that we gain that opportunity to remember through experience. Same with emotion. Spirit does not experience, keywords here, emotion. It is us on experiential planes where we take the I don't remember what color, the blue or the red pill, the one that makes you forget, where we take that forgetting pill, where we go through that veil of forgetting, and then we enter into a space where it's our fundamental role to remember as much of ourselves as we can so that we can be as much of ourselves as we can in this world, be being capitalized there. It is not of any interest to spirit to have experiences of emotion, but it is for the relative lower level experience for us to have emotions to show us those things that eventually construct our comprehension of or conceptualization, realization, actualization of states of being aspects of us as these whole expressions of Source. So if we talk about the process of embodying spirit more and more, spirit in embodiment, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. That process is often called ascension or up-leveling or shifting up or, I don't know, transcendence into, what's that word called? Enlightenment. All of those things are often referred to in common colloquial dialogue. But the point is, there is a natural, organic evolution to one's journey to remembering the wholeness of them as spirit. If you are in a place where you're starting to feel emotions melting away from your reality, if you're starting to feel more neutral and you don't understand why, and you're wondering if there's something wrong with you, and have you turned numb, and what are you avoiding? All of those questions may start coming up. Know that the shedding of the experience of being an emotional creature is one of the steps, one of the fundamental steps of being in spirit more and more while in physical form. And no, I'm not trying to homogenize everyone. And yes, all of us have very unique energetic makeup that allows us to express and, experience in our own very unique ways. However, I will say quite definitively that swinging from one end of an emotional spectrum to another is not part of the process of ascension, of the process of more fully embodying yourself as spirit and form. And if, and there are many, many, many of the people here on the planet who truly deeply believe that life would not be worth living without emotion, and thereby why would there be a point of shedding the need or the want or the desire to have emotion? So those people are saying, I'm here for the experience, which is absolutely fine. A reflective question, you may wish to spend a few breaths taking a look at, is whether you are here for the experience or whether you are here for something else. There is quite a lot going on the planet right now. As of Monday of this week, the amount of consequence that we incur for every decision we make, for every action we make, has increased 1,000-fold. And for those who haven't had this conversation during one of your discussions, then please take a note if you'd like to know more, and we can go into this in more depth. But the point here is that you can take as much, quote, time as you want to look at these things. You can push these prompts aside. You can say, yes, I'll reflect during my half hour of meditation next week. And that's absolutely fine. But know that there are opportunities in every breath for us to look and to discern what it is that we may wish to shed or release or allow into our reality, perhaps for the first time in a very long time. These are the moments where you can choose whether you wish to create space in your world. I notice I don't say time in your day. It's space in your world to give yourself the attention that your soul may very well be calling out for you to give to yourself so that you can bond more fully with soul, with soul's desire. And the soul, as a side note, is calibrated as an entity of love. It is an incredibly complex construct that is only designed for one reason, and that is to assist you in living your life in alignment with spirit, in alignment with embodying more and more of spirit as you do things in this world, so that you can have things in this world, all while being in a space of being, capital B, in this world.